Well, hello, and welcome to Mr. Ippolito's first quarter benchmark review podcast. Now, the best way to follow this podcast is to have your benchmark standards guide in front of you. I'll be going through this standards guide standard by standard so you know exactly what to expect on the benchmark exam. All right, let's jump right into standard 7.1.1. The first part of the standard talks about the early strengths and the lasting contributions of Rome. Now, the standard starts off by talking about the significance of Roman citizenship and rights under Roman law. Just like here in the United States, citizenship means that you have the power to be a part of the system, a part of the government. U.S. citizens can run for elected office and vote in elections. Roman citizens could do the same thing. In our system of government today, we vote for elected representatives who make laws for us. Same thing back in the Roman Republic. That's actually the definition of a republic, where citizens choose people to represent them, representatives in a republic. They choose them to represent them and to make laws for them. Finally, in America, we have a clause in our Constitution called the Equal Protection Clause. It means that every state must protect each citizen's rights equally, without regard to race, religion, gender, or other factors. We get this idea from the Romans, the idea that all people deserve the equal protection of the laws, and that no one is more important than anyone else in the eyes of the law. The standard continues by talking about the legacy of Rome. Now, these are all the things we learned about in my lecture titled, you guessed it, The Legacy of Rome. You can find all these items in, they should be in your INB, or you can also find them in the file called the Legacy of Rome Project in the Rome folder of the digital file cabinet. Actually, Legacy of Rome is not in your INB. It was in the Legacy of Rome Project that we did. So don't look for these notes in your INB. You can either look on the wall at your Legacy of Rome Project, or you can simply go back to my website and look at those notes on the Legacy of Rome in the digital file cabinet. Okay, so finally, standard 7.1.1 discusses Rome's internal weaknesses. So where do you find the information on Rome's internal weaknesses? Well, we did a PowerPoint lecture called The Fall of Rome, so you'll need to study that as well. All right, one standard down and six more to go. So the next standard is 7.1.2, the geographic borders of the empire and the factors that threatened its territorial cohesion. For this, you'll want to pay close attention to the Roman Empire map and again to the factors that led to the fall of Rome that we studied in the Fall of Rome PowerPoint. So look at the map, look at all the boundaries and borders, look at everything that made up the Roman Empire. Study that carefully, and then again the Fall of Rome PowerPoint. If I'm going to narrow it down a little bit more for you, I would say pay extra close attention to our study of the barbarians, political corruption, military spending, and inflation when you're looking at the Fall of Rome PowerPoint. So again, barbarians, political corruption, military spending, and inflation. Those are the ones that I put a little star next to, spend a little more time going over those parts of the Fall of Rome PowerPoint. All right, well, hey, we're done with Rome, so now let's move on to Islam. There are three standards that we're focusing on here, so we'll start with 7.2.1, the geography of the Arabian Peninsula. I gave you lots of great information in the Islam wrap-up PowerPoint, so find that those notes in your INB, or again, you can go to my website, you go to the digital file cabinet, click on the Islam unit, and you can find the notes on Islam wrap-up PowerPoint. I also want to go over the early part. I would also recommend to you that you go over the early part of Chapter 3 in your textbook if you prefer to go into your textbook. Especially important would be for you to look over a map of the Arabian Peninsula. There are a couple of good maps in the textbook. And again, look over the Islam wrap-up PowerPoints, PowerPoint notes, because they are golden for this standard 7.2.1. You know, we talked about in that PowerPoint, remember we went over the Arabian Peninsula, we talked about the borders of the Arabian Peninsula, we talked about all of the bodies of water that were around the Arabian Peninsula. We talked about what the Arabian Peninsula was like, mostly desert, right? It's mostly sandy, it's mostly dry. So all those things you should focus on when you're reviewing your Islam wrap-up PowerPoint. All right, so now let's move along to standard 7.2.2, the origins of Islam. Again, you go over that Islam wrap-up PowerPoint and you'll be good to go. This standard wants you to know the connection between the three Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, so pay attention to that in your notes. You'll also need to know the life story of Muhammad and how he first got the idea for Islam. Standard 7.2.3 We're moving on to the next standard now, wants you to know the specifics about Muslim beliefs. So this is where it's going to come in really handy to study the five pillars of Islam. And remember that great guest speaker that we had, Mr. Al-Kalbi? He also gave us some great information that specifically addresses this standard. So it's the beliefs and practices of Muslims. That's standard 7.2.3. All right, look at how quick we're going. Two units down, one more to go. So we turn to our final unit, that's Africa. Standard 7.4.1 asks you to understand the geography of Africa, specifically the northern half of Africa, because that's what we studied more. This is when you're going to focus on all the different vegetation zones we talked about. Remember, we went over the Sahara, we talked about the Sahel, we talked about the savanna. You're going to need to know those. Check out the maps in the textbook, especially the map on page 129. You also created your own Africa map, so that's a good one to study from as well. We did that right at the end of the unit. And speaking of geography, you should also know about the gold salt trade. We talked about that as well. Which item was coming from where and going to where? Remember, the Sahara Desert had the salt. They had the salt mines, and so they were able to trade salt. West Africa, they didn't have salt, but they needed salt. You need salt for life. You need salt for, you know, for your normal bodily functions. You also need salt to preserve foods. Remember, they didn't have refrigerators and freezers back then. So that's another reason why they needed salt. West Africa needed salt. They had gold. So that was the gold salt trade. Finally, the standard asks you to trace the growth of the Ghana and Mali empires. Now, of course, in our studies, we focused primarily on the origins and development of Mali and its most important leaders. So you got to know about the story of Sundiata. You got to know the story of Mansa Musa. Focus on them. To refresh your memory on the standard, you can check out the Kingdoms of West Africa PowerPoint. That's a great set of notes to study right there. And that will help you specifically with standard 7.4.1. Finally, to round out our Africa unit, we move into standard 7.4.2. This standard wants to reinforce that trans-Saharan trade, the gold salt trade. It also wants you to understand the role of Islam in West Africa. Now, we didn't spend too much time on this, but we did talk about this in our journal called Find This. It's the final thing that we did in the INB. So check those notes, those four questions. If you don't have those questions, you were absent for whatever reason, you don't have this, go to my website, MrRippleLeader.com. You can check out those questions. And it also has the page numbers where you can find the answers to those questions. So check that out as well if you're not certain on that. All right, well, that's it. Did I give you all the answers to the benchmark exam? No, I didn't. But hopefully I did help you focus your studies a little bit more and kind of point out to you where you should be going in the textbook to find this information and kind of focus your study, and also where in the INB you can go to more carefully focus your study. I really think that using the Benchmark Standards Guide is the best guide for you to know what's going to be on the test. Go over your textbook, go over your notes, bring a number two pencil to class right after fall break the first time I see you. We're going to do that, and then we're also going to be doing our INB grading. If you have any questions during fall break, if you need any help, feel free to give me a call. You can call. The best way to do it, though, is text message or email. Text message is really the best way. If you text me 661-347-4990, I can get back to you. Look to your friends for help, too, because they're also a great resource. And best of luck to you. Good luck studying and good luck on the benchmark. And I will see you after fall break. Thanks. Bye-bye.